The Rush Hour Podcast, smelling amazing. For once, support your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's
got to
be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, good evening. Liam Flanagan here, and I am joined by a man who has a smile from ear to ear. MG.
Yes.
What are you so happy about?
Well, I'm mighty happy that there's a chance that young Panther gun Nathan Cleary might be signing a long extended contract with the club.
He's sticking around the golden boy of the riff.
Let's not jinx it yet. It hasn't been done. It hasn't been inked, as they say, but it's a massive, massive coup for the Panthers. There's been speculation. I think we can now put that all to bed, and because he is a franchise player, you build a team around someone like Nathan Cleary.
We are going to talk about that in the moment, and the flow-on effect it has for coaches and players and all the rest of it around the NRL.
The domino effect.
Absolutely. All the team news ahead of this weekend's prelim finals. The teams are in for both Friday night and Saturday night.
Three more sleeps.
MG, one of the strangest retirements you'll ever hear about. We're going to get to that in a moment. And Michael Dixon, the Aussie super punter, has shocked America this morning. We'll tell you what he did in about 20 minutes' time. Melbourne Storm's Dale Finucane will join us.
But something big.
And you?
Yes.
We announced Mad Tuesday yesterday on the show,
we
MG.
Did. Tonight, we will tell you exactly who will be playing live music at our Mad Tuesday on
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
A Tuesday after grand final weekend.
Wow.
I can't believe you pulled this off, by the way.
Well, let's say we're pretty thick.
That announcement is coming.
Literally.
Is coming in about 13 minutes' time. But next, MG, don't worry about November 1. The fight for Nathan Cleary's signature is over.
Well,
reports today that he's agreed to stay at the Panthers until the end of 2023.
That's big.
That is huge. But what does it mean for everyone else? We'll tell you next. The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.
He was playing there, Eddie, wasn't he?
See, he was. Still to come to the show tonight. Dale Finucane from the Melbourne Storm will join us ahead of their game against the Sharkies Friday night. That game will be live on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Plus, if you want to take on Chris from St. Clair, yesterday's winner in MG's NRL Grand Final couch at the Star. The trivia contest is going to be happening in about 25 minutes when we tell you to call 133353, call through. You got to win your way all the way through to Friday to score that amazing prize, MG.
I'm also going to give away my 5-1 power rankings tonight of the five best players to play for both South Sydney and the Roosters.
Are there five?
There's about 10 that I had to decide from.
Really?
Yeah. But I looked at how many games in the end they played for that combinedly and made my 5-1 up of that.
Okay. South, MG's power rankings coming up at the end of the show tonight, but let's do this.
Trending now.
MG, if Michael Chamis from NRL.com is to be believed, he's the man who broke the story this morning. Penrith will secure Nathan Cleary's services at the club until at least the end of 2023, with the halfback agreeing to remain at the Panthers beyond the end of his current deal.
Good on you, Chamo. He must have that's music to all Penrith supporters' ears, because, you know, as I said before that song, Nathan Cleary is a young bloke you build a team around, and at the moment they've got a fantastic squad, and I think with that signing, it hasn't signed the dotted line yet, so let's just hold our fire just a little bit.
Yeah.
But if it does happen, that means the dominoes will start falling.
Yeah, it is understood the Panthers, Chambers reports, it's understood the Panthers will upgrade Cleary's final year of his current deal while extending his contract for another four seasons on a deal that would make him the highest paid player at the club as well. So
fair enough.
But you mentioned the domino effect, MG, and this is what I want to roll through with you, because this has probably been one of the more talked about player contracts this year.
Yes.
So I want you to roll through these. Okay, domino number one, Nathan Cleary. What does it mean for him?
It means it's his team. Now, going forward, it's his team. I think James Maloney will have one more year to win a comp at the Panthers. And I think having Maloney around Cleary is vital to Nathan's growth, because I think at the moment he's not even 21 yet. But within a couple of years, it will be his team to run. He'll have guys like Jerome Luai coming through and Tyrone May will be one of his sidekicks as well, who's a great utility player. So for Nathan Cleary, it's basically just a stamp of approval to say, mate, this is your team. It's going to be the team while you're here.
Do you think there'll be an Ivan clause in his contract? Do you think there'll be something within his contract which allows him to leave if the opportunity to play with his dad comes up elsewhere?
I don't think so. Because I think the cleanest way for this to happen, I think, is for Ivan to honour his last 2 years at the Tigers, which I think he will. I think he's really a man of his word. I think Penrith should give Cameron Serrato a two-year deal, as I mentioned on this show. And then who knows what happens? Who knows if Tigers win a comp next year under Ivan, what will happen? Who knows if Penrith win a comp under Serrato next year, what will happen? Is it a week in rugby league? Two hours in rugby league is a lot, let alone two years. So, look, at the moment, I think the best way for all players associated with and coaches would be for them to honour their... I think Ivan owes it to the Tigers supporters who got on the bus with him this year. He's starting to assemble a really good team. He just signed Madison from Roosters. I think they're going to be a real big improver again next year. I think they're going to feature right up to the top four, even the Tigers. And I think Serrato's proven that he's a first grade coach.
Okay, so yeah, domino number two, Penrith coach. Who and how long?
Serrato, at least 2 years.
At least a 2 year deal there,
yep.
Which would bring them in sync with the contract of Ivan Cleary at the West Tigers.
Yep.
With that domino, the West Tigers domino, what do they do amongst all this?
What do you mean?
If let's play it out, that Cameron Serrato signs a 2 year deal, and the writing is on the wall that at the end of Cameron Serrato's 2 year deal, the end of Ivan Cleary's 2 year deal, Ivan Cleary goes back to the Panthers to coach his son.
I honestly don't think we can look that far ahead after what happened to Anthony Griffin this year. No one saw that coming. No one sees a lot of coaches and players movement coming. I didn't see Tyrone Peachey not wanting to go to the Titans. I didn't see. Rugby league is a very, very funny game sometimes, and there's a lot of water to go under the bridge until these 2 years up. I'm just glad that Nathan Cleary has decided to stay with the Panthers, because that'll mean he'll be an attraction. He'll be a magnet for other players. When you've got a player who's an Origin player, could well be the Australian halfback. That's a really big lure. The best local junior since the likes of Luke Lewis's and Craig Gower's and Trent Waterhouse's, who were part of that 2003 grand final winning team. So it's a big moment for Penrith. It's a massive moment.
All right, well, let me ask you this then. What becomes...
Of
the brokenhearted. What becomes of the player transfer market now? Because there would have been a lot of people potentially gearing up to have a dip at...
And just let me... Before we go on to that, I think the fact that Nathan Cleary has agreed to an extension kind of gives Phil Gould a bit of a tick of approval for doing what he'd done, because I don't think he would have signed a long-term deal if Griffin was still there.
Okay, so Gus Gould gets the tick.
Oh, well, I think it kind of vilifies the decision he made.
Okay. The player market now. There are clubs that have got money to spend and they're looking to recruit big players. Who is now the big fish of this November 1st deadline?
Oh.
Given that Nathan Cleary is reportedly locked away.
I suppose Munster. I suppose Cameron Munster and Val Holmes. So they're the two that keep getting mentioned. Val Holmes, Boyle reports he's going to play one more year at the Sharkies, then go back to Cowboys. And Munster, well, come November 1, who knows?
How good is it that we're going to see both of those blokes running around Friday night?
Oh, wow.
Andy Park.
Three sleeps. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That's what? WTF.
Sharky Storm this Friday night. Amy Park, you'll hear the call live here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Up next, the man who'll be taking part, Dale Finucan from the Melbourne Storm.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, I like that you're not just back announcing the songs now, you're back singing the songs.
Jackie Kozolki, who's head of music here at Triple M, has done a wonderful job throughout the last 7 months of our incarnation here on Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I thought it's only
incarnation.
Incarnation. You can say carnation.
That's a flower.
Mate.
Well, the reason I bring it up...
And I know, I know.
Because
everyone's perfect in this world.
No one's perfect, but it's fun to point out people's flaws.
Especially mine.
Mark in Collaroy has just caught up during the song there. Because this is what you said just before. We were speaking about the Nathan Cleary contract, Mark's picked up on something. This is you speaking just before about Gus Gould.
Oh, well, I think it kind of vilifies the decision he made.
Now...
No, that vilifies means.
That's not what you meant, is it?
Of course. Well, you knew what I meant.
What did you mean?
It validates.
It validates his decisions.
Yes.
Right.
So vilify means that you've been wrongfully.
If you said it vilifies his decisions, you would have meant that it's disparaging the decisions he made himself.
Well, I wouldn't say that about Gussie.
No, you wouldn't.
No. So well, it validates his decision.
Validates his decision.
Thank you. I think Mark from Colorado is upon me too. Thanks, mate.
All right, well done. The big announcement about our Mad Tuesday. You can't say that about our listeners, mate. The big announcement about our Mad Tuesday, the entertainment MG that you have personally wrangled.
Yep, sure have.
Coming up very, very shortly. But this Friday night, the Sharkies taking on the Storm at Amy Park. This is one of the genuine great rivalries in the modern game. And this man, MG, if not for a thumb injury, probably would have been a fixture in Brad Fittler's Blues side this year.
I think that's fair to say.
We speak of Dale Finucane of the Melbourne Storm. Dale, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Dale, this is the time of year where you're quite used to. As we look at your biography, the Doggies in 12, Doggies again in 14, a Storm in 16, and obviously a Storm grand final last year. Four grand finals in such a young career. What's the one thing you'll pass on to those young guys about these sudden death semi-finals?
Yeah, as you said, I've been quite lucky to be involved in those games, especially early on in my career at the Dogs as well. I think the biggest thing is not to change too much, really. Like, I don't think you need to change the way you play or try and come up with a magnificent play and do something out of character that you wouldn't usually do. So I think the main message that you sort of want to give to the boys is to not change and just play your natural game.
It's a fascinating story, the Melbourne Storm. Obviously, I've got ties to it with my brother Matt being a big part of it, the early days of the Melbourne Storm. You've just reached 25,000 members, which is friggin' unbelievable for a team that's based in Melbourne. But this weekend you play against, I think, your arch enemies at the moment, the Sharkies. Going to be a very, very tough game on Friday night.
Yeah, it will be a tough game. And as you've mentioned before, obviously all the finals games over the last two weekends were really tough games. Obviously, our game against South being decided by the 1 point. And then again over the weekend, both games being decided by the field goal. So it just goes to show how close the competition is this year. I think between first and eighth position, there was one win between first and eighth. So, like you said, Sharks are a really quality opposition, and we've had some good clashes, I guess, throughout the last couple of years, probably since the 2016 grand final. And as I said, they're a really quality side.
The week off, Dale, you afforded that because of the win over the Bunnies. Did you get some time to freshen up? Did you get some time away from the club to get away?
Yeah, it was good. We got the performance staff and the coaches obviously gave us a couple of days off to freshen up after the game, especially for the guys who played Origin this year. I know that it was quite a long time ago that the Origin games were played, but that period of the year takes its toll on our players, and I guess you need that time and I think this year was the most players we've had represented in Origin, both for Queensland and New South Wales. So obviously having Cam Smith during that Origin period as well was really helpful for us, and having him probably as fresh as he's ever been is really good for us too. So looking forward to the game.
Speaking of Origin, your name was being mentioned at the start of the year. Then, unfortunately, a broken thumb saw you miss 4 weeks, 5, 6, 7, and 8, round sixes, 5, 6, 7, and 8, and basically blew your chance. Obviously something you're striving for as a personal goal.
Yeah, definitely something I'd love to do. Probably the timing of the injury wasn't great with the thumb. It didn't help the chances of playing rep football, but yeah, it's something I definitely would like to do and aspire to do throughout my career at some stage.
Dale, did you ever consider going down the Angus Crichton path? Now, I know thumbs are a little bit more valuable than the top of your ring finger, but was it something you investigated?
Oh, it definitely crossed my mind to cut it off. Don't need thumbs. I'd grip the ball as well if I did. I might have to have got an artificial one, but yeah, crossed my mind.
I thought you were going to go down the line, Liam, of the haircut, the Angus Crichton haircut.
Oh,
Dale looked good like that.
I can't be thumb off of that. His haircut's okay.
Hey Dale, MG spoke about the fans you've created down in Melbourne. 25,000 Melbourne members now is outstanding, and this Friday night will be the final time that one Billy Slater runs out onto that field for the Melbourne Storm. What's the build up been like?
Yeah, it's quite surreal, actually. And to be honest, it's probably something the club hasn't really spoken about a lot yet. It's probably something that obviously gets mentioned towards the back end of the week, but Billy obviously tries to draw the attention away from himself. He's very, very selfless player, and obviously doesn't want the occasion to be about him and his last game. He's obviously wanting it to be about the team and getting the result for the team. So, but obviously in the back of our minds, we're going to be wanting to do it for Billy as well, and send him out as best we can for the end of his career.
Well, it all shapes as one of them epic games. Chambers, Solomon are back for you guys. There's a bit of doubt over some of the Sharks players. I'm pretty sure they'll all play, which will mean both teams will have nearly a full complement. Let the pigeons loose, as they say, and let's click-clack front and back and let this game start.
That's it.
Dale Finucane from the Melbourne Storm going to be an absolute ripper this Friday night, taking on the Sharks down at Amy Park. Good luck for the game, Dale.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
It's interesting, MG, Dale Finucane there, that in the absence of Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater this year, we've started to see a few more players from the Melbourne Storm front the media. And Dale, you know, fantastic chat. And Cam Munster's been seeing more airtime. It's great that we're getting to see more personalities of these guys.
Yeah, great point. And even the Foxes, what does the Fox say?
Yeah, Josh, oh, mate, he's a character.
Absolutely. This game is mouthwatering. It really is. It's. I know we're all talking about the blockbuster on Saturday, and as we should for the last game at Allianz, but Melbourne v Sharks, any time of the day, any day of the week, is a blockbuster.
Super, super rivalry. And this week, I think it's going to drop about Thursday afternoon, we are going to do another finals preview podcast with Ryan Girdler and yourself and really dive deep on these two games this week. And, of course, coverage for both of these games live both Friday and Saturday, kicking off from 6 o'clock onwards.
Yep. Comprehensive cover.
Comprehensive coverage right here on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Speaking of comprehensive, MG, the work you have done to secure this entertainment for our Mad Tuesday party here at the studio, I mean, you deserve a round of applause.
Oh, you know.
And you're going to tell us who it is next.
I certainly am.
Hey! Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? Oh. This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And we do it thanks to our friends at Chemist Warehouse. It's the home of real brands and real savings. And this footy finals, MG, get in there, grab your team fragrance. AFL and NRL team fragrances, just $19.99. 100ml footy fragrances. You can only get them at Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. Here's one that we haven't done. We've been challenging each other to come up with the fragrance. New Zealand Warriors. What would their fragrance be?
Sheep wool. A little bit, maybe.
I've got to be honest, that's your worst.
Probably like
don't try and backtrack out now. You said sheep wool.
A bit like the South Sydney Meadows with that deep, you know.
Dig up, mate.
Bah, bah. yeah, okay, I smell like lamb.
Yeah, like a lamb cutlet. If you want to know what it actually smells like, head into Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings. Now, MJ, yesterday on the show, we announced that we would be hosting our Mad Tuesday rooftop party here at the studios of the Rush Hour with MG. And the way people, if they want to get involved, they've got to register online at triplem.com.au/Sydney. Head there if you want to be a part of this. It's going to be a belter, and you've pulled off the unbelievable.
Well, we know it's going to be Tuesday, October 2nd. Tick. Fancy dress. Tick. Drinks and food provided. Well, a few years ago on the grill team, when I was working on the grill team of the morning, I struck up a friendship with a lead singer of a band, and that friendship has continued throughout the last 3 or 4 years through texting and through chats and just, you know, saying, how you going, bro? And not bad, dude. How you going, my man? You might know him from songs like this.
Wow.
But I simply know him as Stockers. Andrew Stockdale from Wolf Mother fame will be on the roof with his new band playing this song, he guarantees me, live on the rooftop of Triple M, October 2nd. With all us and our listeners for our Tuesday.
That deserves one of these, MG. That is outstanding work. Genuine international superstar, Andrew Stockdale, is going to be playing our Mad Tuesday.
He'll be the entertainment. Yes, he will be.
That's unbelievable.
And he will be playing for about an hour and a half, and he will be doing it straight after our show that goes live on air. So we'll be sitting around having a couple of beers with our listeners, listening to Stockers. as we call him.
We might we might have to give him a Stay Random Sydney t-shirt, I reckon.
I think more than that, yeah.
We'll How good. If you want to get involved with our Mad Tuesday party, head to triplem.com.au/Sydney. You can register online there to be a part of it. MG, very quickly, let's whip through the teams for the two finals this weekend. They have dropped. Firstly, Friday night, the Storm taking on the Sharks, Amy Park, Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor and Brent Reed is your call team. Coverage from 6 this Friday, 104.9 Triple M. Will Chambers back in, straight into the starting side. Ryan Hoffman and Nelson Asofa-Solomona join the bench. Chase Blair, Brandon Smith and Sam Cassiano drop to the reserves.
The first thing I think about when I look at that is the Storm have got unbelievable depth. If you told me at the start of the year that Chase Blair wouldn't even make their 17... who's this kid, Brandon Smith, and Sam Cassiano can't even make the 17. Well, it shows how much depth they've got, and it's in abundance. On the other side of the ledger, Sharkies have named an unchanged 17, although Josh Dugan could return after being included in the reserves, and Joseph Polu is still on standby for poor Gallon with that shoulder.
Gow gets up, surely.
Gow plays with one leg.
moving to Saturday night, again, your call team for this on Triple M, Dan Ganane, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, Bill Harrigan and Emma Lawrence. Your coverage starts from 6 o'clock, early start on the Saturday, so make sure you're listening from 6. For the Roosters, Mitch Albison comes in to replace Latrell Mitchell, who's out with suspension. Victor Radley will start in the back row, and Nat Butcher joins the bench, and the South Sydney Rabbitohs have named an unchanged side.
The first thing I do when I look at this game is go, Latrell is going to be a massive loss, not just for his attacking prowess, but for his goal-kicking as well.
Who does that fall to now?
I think Takiyaho will be the goal-kicker, who kicks it, I'm not sure, 60% maybe, and goal-kicking could be the difference between these teams winning or losing, as was, I suppose, in the end, Queensland and New South Wales. It come down to, you know, a couple of goal kicks here or there. And this game, if you look at the semi-finals thus far in the opening couple of weeks of the NRL, a point here, a point there.
You've got to have someone who can kick field goals.
You do, but you've also got to have a really accomplished goal kicker.
And the Roosters take on the Rabbitohs, who've got a bloke
who's one of the best. He's got one of the best goal kickers and field goal exponents, where Cooper Cronk probably matches him in that department.
71.4% goal kicking rate, Takiyaho, producer Charlie's just told me.
Okay, well, that's solid. Without being spectacular.
Yeah, 3 out of 4.
No, that's no more. That's about 3 out of 5. That's 71%.
Yeah, it's. Well, it's.
How do you get 3 out of 4?
Well, it's almost 75. All right, let's not get into it. We're getting distracted.
So that's 75 out of 100. That's.
What's 71?
71 out of 100. That's not.
0.4 out of 100.
Okay.
It's the rush out with MG.
Who's on first?
Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Maths not our strong suit, but. Super punter Michael Dixon has shocked America.
Haven't heard of him? Listen up.
We'll tell you what he did next.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Okay, this week we are giving away an absolute ripper of a prize, particularly if you haven't got your grand final day plans sorted out. Thanks to our friends at The Star, we are giving you the chance to win the best seat in the house. It's MG's NRL Grand Final couch. You'll get a seat right in front of the LED mega screen, a massive two-hour food and beverage package, someone to bring you the drinks and food throughout the game.
Thank you.
It's valued at over $1,300 for our mates at The Star. You can live large and loud at The Star's 24/7 sports bar, the next best thing to being at the game.
That's a fantastic prize.
It's outstanding. We need someone to take on our carryover champion, Chris.
Chris Hemsworth.
From yesterday.
That is Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's unfortunate to share a name with someone like that. Chris was our victor yesterday. You'll be taking him on today in the trivia game, 133353. If you want to take on Chris, that'll be coming up very shortly. But also, MG, a bit of a milestone happening for a school out your way next week.
There is, mate. Thank you. Regentville Public School, which my son happens to be a teacher's aide at, is celebrating 150 years servicing the kids of our Greater West. It's a sensational effort. The school is celebrating 150 years of public education. As you mentioned, Liam, next Wednesday, the 26th of September, from 9 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. The school invites community members, past students, parents and teachers to attend the day to join in the fun and share their stories. I'll be there from 12 till 3, kicking a ball around and giving away prizes. There'll be student performances, an art show, historic displays, music, raffles and lucky dips, food trucks and a bush band to finish the day. So if you'd like some more information, go to the school Facebook page or contact the school directly. That's Regentville Public School, inviting all past teachers and students.
Regentville Public School next Wednesday. Get out there and
150 years.
That's
wow.
That's a long time.
Wow,
that's a lot longer than you and I have been around.
Come and say g'day to me from 12 till 3.
Good work, MG. Giving a bit of love to the schools out that way. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the NFL.
Friday night under lights.
Michael Dixon.
Yeah.
We've spoken with him a couple of times, or about him a couple of times on this show. We're trying to get him on for a chat. He's a Sydney-born punter playing in his first season for the Seattle Seahawks. Now, MG, 2 weeks in, two games into the season, he is the number one ranked punter in the NFL. Has the longest recorded punt so far this year at 69 yards. That's about 64 metres.
Wow.
And he stunned America today.
Millions and millions of people saw this.
Tens of millions of people.
Yeah.
And it's gone. He is the darling of the league because of this play this morning.
Seattle, after the penalty, decided to bring out the Australian Dixon. A drop kick kickoff. Now, we're going to send our stats folks into overdrive here, but I'm going to put it out there. You tell me the last time you've ever seen a drop kick kickoff in the NFL.
I don't know that it's ever happened, Joe. But
wow. He's performed something that's never happened. He's gone the rugby union-style dropkick.
He's watching Adam Reynolds.
Yeah.
And then he's got the bug. These Aussies, we just can't stop kicking field goals.
He's a genuine superstar. And there's people talking about him as Rookie of the Year, which is unheard of for punter.
For a punter.
Everyone's laughing about the fact that they want to see a punter. It's apparently the most boring part of American football.
I think they've got like a cult status, haven't they, punters?
Mm.
They come on, you know, with their big shoulder pads. Usually most of them are built like a minute to six.
Mm.
And, but our Aussie, ex-Aussie expats who are from AFL, they've got a bit of size about them and can put a hit on if it needs be.
He's 193 centimetres, 80 kgs. So,
they're 2 minutes to six.
Still a bit slim, but, you know. And look, speaking of drop kicks and speaking of the NFL, Vontae Davis, MJ.
Oh, Vontae, what have you done?
He's a 10-year veteran in the NFL.
Yep.
And he plays, or played, for the Buffalo Bills.
Yep.
And they're not very good, MJ.
I know. They used to be.
But so much so that they were down 28-6 at halftime on the weekend against the Los Angeles Chargers. Cornerback Vontae Davis, who was in his first year at the Bills, halftime, in the rooms, got changed, left. Just left.
No.
Just left.
Oh,
I mean, how bad has it ever got for you at halftime? Have you ever thought about walking out and not coming back?
Never. I once got out first ball in cricket and took the stumps and ball home, but I've never walked out halftime in a game. Vontae, what have you done? Come back. We want you, Vontae.
Well, he's come out.
That's funny.
He's released a statement saying...
Oh, well, this be good.
Released a statement saying, and I won't go into it, but it started with, "This isn't how I pictured retiring from the NFL."
You don't say. Wow. Oh, Captain Obvious Vontae. Well done, brother. We salute you.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Still to come, MG's Power Rankings, the best five players who have played for both the Roosters and the Rabbitohs.
Just like back in the day.
Can you believe Gaia got sin-binned in that match?
Management have sent him in to cause a stink.
So unlike him.
The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
I'm Liam Flanagan here, and MG, we are giving away, I tell you what, we've given away plenty on this show this year.
I feel like Santa Claus.
But this prize is right up there. We are giving you and five friends the chance to watch the NRL Grand Final from the best seat in the house at the Star. You can live large and loud at the Star's 24/7 sports bar, the next best thing to being at the game. The way this works, MG.
Yes.
Last man standing or woman standing, whoever is our trivia master on Friday will win this amazing prize.
Gets the... Oh, wow.
They get the chocolates.
Okay, so our carryover champion from last night is Chris from St. Clair.
You there, Chris?
Turn your radio down, brother. You know.
Yep.
Come on, Chris. You better.
How are you, boys?
Good, mate. You are a Para fan. Tonight you'll be taking on Cam from Blacktown, who is a Bulldogs fan. G'day, Cam.
Hey, Benji. How are you, Liam?
Fantastic, yeah, buddy.
Good to have you, Cam. Cam, little tease for you. Reece Martin, who's in charge of your ISP team, is going to be in tomorrow. We're going to have a chat with him. But the way this game works is, gentlemen, MG's going to ask you a question. Your name is your buzzer. If you get it right, you win. Go through to tomorrow. If you get it wrong, the other person gets a chance to steal. Do you want to test your brothers, please, Cam?
Cam.
Chris.
Chris.
Yeah, beautiful.
Gentlemen, start your engines. Here we go. Luke Keary has played for both the Rabbitohs and the Roosters. Which team is he playing?
Oh.
Cam.
He's gone without hearing the full question.
Oh, I'm going to go and say Rabbit.
Oh, wow. He's done it. He's done it.
The final part of the question was, which team has he played most games for? Souths, 63 games. Yeah. Roosters, 47. We have a new carryover champion.
Congratulations, Cam. Commiserations, Chris. Thank you for being a part, mate. You're a loyal listener of the show. Yes, MJ?
We'll get Chris along for our rooftop party.
Oh, what about that?
Yep. Chrissy?
Congratulations, Chris. Producer Charlie, will get your details. We'll get you involved with our Mad Tuesday rooftop. Yeah, Cam's it.
Cam, that was as bold as Valentine Holmes' little 10-metre kick the other night. coming in early... Was either red or black?
I jumped the gun. I thought you were going to say, which team he debuted in.
So he's got it right, and he didn't even know the question.
Well done, brother. Yeah. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. Good
Cam,
luck.
Cam, you will go through to tomorrow, one step closer to winning that amazing prize, thanks to our friends at the Star. All right, MG, up next, you're going to tell us the best players from the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. Rush Hour with MG, City's 104.9 Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, it's been a belter show, but this is what, on a Tuesday, everyone's waiting for.
I'll tell you what, you're a good operator, you are. Behind the scenes, if anyone could have saw what you did then, our power song has been deleted somehow. And all
it's gone from the system.
It's gone from the system. You have done your damn best to get it back, and you have.
They're trying to stop us from playing this, MG. That's what's going on.
We will prevail. Oh, yeah, come on. I got that power. You got stuck in traffic, just hit that steering wheel because I'm about to give you some good news. I got that power.
Power. Power. This is MG's Power Rankings.
Let's just keep that playing. Will I am. Let's keep it going.
He's coming out for the AFL Grand Final.
I know. Don't worry about the power
these
rankings.
Are the Power Rankings. Thanks to our friends at Tyre Power. Tyre Power's footy finals catalogue full of big brand deals is online now. Visit tyrepower.com.au. MG, what's your Power Rankings tonight?
My filter tonight is the five best Rubidos.
Sorry.
Rubidos. Half rooster, half rabbit.
Right, so people who've played for both the clubs.
Both clubs, the most successful. The criteria was obviously games played, but how successful they were over a period of time. And I've got a couple of players from the 60s and 70s.
All right, let's kick it off.
Five.
Mick Crocker, played for the Roosters from 01 to 05. He's tough and uncompromising. Played 92 games for the Roosters, then a few for the Storm. Then went on to the Rabbitohs from 09 to 13, playing 160 games for both clubs.
Four.
Brian Fletcher, the Fletch.
Joining us tomorrow.
Yeah, good segue. Roosters 97 to 02, playing 135 games. Then it went to the Rabbitohs 03-05, playing 40 games for the Rabbitohs. In total, 180 games for both the foundation clubs.
Three.
Elwyn Walters, tough, uncompromising hooker, second rower from South Sydney, 1967 to 1973, where he played 129 games. Then he went on to the Roosters and from 1974 to 76, playing 58 games for a total of 187 games. He also finished his career at Manly.
These are MG's Power Rankings brought to you by Tyre Power.
Two.
Craig Wing. Souths, 98 to 99, 43 games. Roosters, 2000 to 2007, 185 games. Then back to Souths in 08, 09 for another 28 games for a total of 256.
It's a South sandwich. I love
it. That's the yin and yang.
All right, here we go.
One.
The great man himself, Ronald Coote, a future immortal who played with both Souths from 1964 to 71, playing 148 games. Then the Roosters from 1972 to 1978, playing 109 games for the Tricolours for a total of 257 games. The great Ron Coote.
MG's top five Rubidos, as you call them, players who've played for the Roosters and the Rabbitohs. Crocker, Fletcher, Walters, Wing, and Coote. MG, we are out of time. Joining us tomorrow, Brian Fletcher's going to be here. We're also going to have a chat with Reece Martin ahead of the Bulldogs final against Newtown Jets.
The Interest Cup, yeah, fantastic.
But we got to go.
He's Liam, I'm MG. Stay random, Sinead.
The Rush Hour podcast is about to hit the showers, smelling good, by supporting your team with an AFL or NRL fragrance for just $19.99 each from Chemist Warehouse.